Hey, it's Wednesday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and we ask you again today for revelation of it, for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way today by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. Well, let's go back over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, and we're going to look at our foundation text there. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning about the importance of not allowing our feelings to dictate what we do. In Ephesians 4:26, it says, "Be angry and sin not." Passion Translation says, "Don't let the passion of your emotions lead you into sin." And so that verse again is telling us, don't allow your emotions to move you in a direction where you are acting, believing, talking in a way that is in opposition to God and to His Word. Don't allow your emotions to move you into sin. Now again, that verse said, be angry and sin not. And so friend, it's not a sin to be experiencing negative emotions. It's not a sin to feel afraid. It's not a sin to feel discouraged. It's not a sin to feel angry or to feel upset. Don't ever feel bad for having a negative emotion or feeling a certain way. Don't feel bad for feeling bad. Don't feel bad or feel like you're sinning because you feel afraid or you feel discouraged or you feel upset. It's not a sin to be experiencing a negative emotion. Having a negative emotion is not the problem. It's yielding to it that is the problem. It's when you start yielding to the negative emotion and allowing it to dictate what you do, that is a problem, and that's when you get into sin. You see, you can't control all the feelings that come to you. We have an adversary, the devil, who likes to bring to us negative thoughts that stir within us negative emotions. And so you're going to have a lot of different feelings in your life that come to you. You're going to have some weird feelings that come to you. You probably have some already. And you can't control all the feelings that come to you. However, you can control the feelings that you yield to. You can control whether or not you allow your feelings to dictate what you do. You know, a lot of marriages have been ended wrongly because one spouse said to another, "I just don't feel like I love you anymore." Well, anybody that's been married to somebody for a long time has experienced similar emotions. The feelings of love don't always remain all the time, like they did maybe when you were first dating and, you know, you woke up in the morning with, you know, sunshine in your eyes and butterflies in your stomach. The feelings of love in a marriage like that don't stay like that forever. But your feelings shouldn't dictate what you do. And so you can have a negative emotion and not be in sin. Just having the feeling is not sin. Doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. The problem is when you and I start to yield to those negative feelings. And so it's not the feeling it that is the problem. It's the yielding to it that is the problem. Now let's go to Psalm 42. And I want to look here at verse 11 again. Psalm 42 and in verse 11. So a feeling can come to you and you can yield to that feeling, act on that feeling, and allow it to move you in a direction that opposes the word. And this is where the problem lies. It's not just in having the feeling. It's in allowing the feeling to cause you to act and move in a direction that opposes God and opposes His Word. And so you're not in control of what feelings come to you. You are in control of which feelings you yield to. In Psalm 42, verse 11, it says this in the Voice translation, "Why am I so overwrought? Why am I so disturbed? Why can't I just hope in God?" He goes on to say, "Despite all my emotions, I will believe and praise the one who saves me." And so you can see from that verse, just because you have a feeling doesn't mean you have to yield to it. It's the yielding to it that is the problem, not feeling it that is the problem. And so what do you and I do when we experience negative emotions in our lives? And you will. You may have experienced some already today. What do we do when we experience a negative feeling or a negative emotion? What are we to do? Well, any emotion that tries to push you in a direction that opposes God and opposes His Word is to be resisted and not yielded to. I want to read that to you again. Any emotion that tries to push you in a direction that opposes God or opposes His Word, that feeling, that emotion that's trying to push you away from God and away from His Word, it is to be resisted and not yielded to. See, we resist feelings of discouragement. Why? Because Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice." And so if we start to feel discouraged, we don't just, you know, lay down on the couch and call our friends and tell them all how discouraged we are. That is yielding to discouragement. No, we resist discouragement. When we feel anxious, when we feel anxiety or fear or panic, we resist it. We don't yield to it. Why? Because Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing." And so when we feel anxious about something, we don't just say, "Oh my gosh, I'm so anxious," and call all of our friends and tell them how anxious we are. No, we resist that feeling of anxiety. Same thing with fear. We resist fear. Why do we do that? Because in Philippians 1:28, it says, "In nothing be terrified by your adversaries." And so any negative emotion that is in opposition to God, in opposition to His Word, we resist it. We don't yield to it. And this is why we resist discouragement. This is why we resist anxiety. This is why we resist fear. You can resist negative emotions and not yield to them. And this is what David did in 1 Samuel 30. We've read it the past couple days on the broadcast, how it said that he and his men wept until they couldn't weep anymore. It said David was greatly distressed, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. And so he felt greatly distressed and he wept, but he didn't just wallow in it. He didn't just stay there and yield to it and keep weeping and keep being distressed. No, he encouraged himself in the Lord. He resisted the feelings of sorrow. He resisted the feelings of discouragement. And instead, he encouraged himself in the Lord. And so any emotion that tries to push you in a direction that opposes God and opposes His Word, you don't just fall down on the ground and say, "Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so discouraged. I'm so afraid." No, you resist those feelings. You don't yield to them. And this is what you do when a negative feeling comes. You have to determine, is this emotion from God? Is this pushing me closer to Him? Is this pushing me in the direction of His Word? Or is it pushing me away from the Lord and away from what He wants me to do? And if it is, then you don't bow your knee to it. You don't yield to it. You don't just lay down to it. You resist it in the name of Jesus. To resist means to oppose. It means to set yourself against. And so when you're resisting something, you are pushing back on what's pushing against you. And so when fear starts pushing against you, and what's fear trying to do? Trying to push you away from God, trying to push you out of faith, trying to push you away from the Word. When discouragement starts pushing against you, what's it trying to do? Trying to push you away from the joy of the Lord, trying to push you away from the peace of God. What do you do when these emotions start pushing on you? You resist. And what that means is you push back. You say, no, I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to be sorrowful. I'm going to be glad. I'm going to rejoice in the God of my salvation. I'm going to praise Him. I know I might feel afraid. I might have feelings of fear all over me. But what do we do when we're experiencing those emotions? We push back. We say, no, I'm not going to be afraid. God told me in His Word a bunch of different times to fear not. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fear not. I'm going to trust God. This is pushing back on these negative emotions. This is what a lot of people don't do. And this is why they're overtaken by negative emotions. What does it mean to resist them? It means you push back on what is pushing against you. And so one of the ways that you and I resist wrong feelings is by acting and speaking in opposition to them. How do we resist negative emotions? We act and we speak in opposition to them. That's what the psalmist was doing in Psalm 42 when he said, despite all my emotions, I will believe and praise the one who saves me. What is he doing? He's acting and speaking in opposition to the emotions that he's experiencing. He's pushing back on them. In Psalm 56, verse 3, the psalmist said this, what time I am afraid, I will trust. What time I am afraid, I will trust. And he says, what's he saying? He's saying when I'm experiencing fearful emotions, anxious emotions, instead of just yielding to it, I'm going to trust God. What's he doing? He's acting and speaking in opposition to how he's feeling. He's resisting. He's pushing back. Now, why should we be so strong on this resistance idea? Well, James 4, 7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so you and I, friend, are to resist anything from the devil, anything of the devil, and discouragement and sorrow, anxiety, fear, these things are not from God. These things are from the enemy. They are of our enemy. And you and I are supposed to resist the devil. And anything that he tries to bring into our lives, we are to resist it. And this is how you and I get rid of what we don't want. How do you get the devil to flee from you? You have to resist him. And friend, you're not going to get rid of negative emotions by talking about them and by expressing them and by yielding to them. This is not how you get rid of negative emotions. The way that you get rid of them is you resist them. You say no to them. You act and speak in opposition to them. This, according, if you believe the Bible, then you have to believe that's how I'm going to get rid of it. How am I going to get rid of anxiety? By talking to somebody every day about how anxious I am? Is that how I'm going to get rid of it? By expressing my anxiety all the time? No, that's just laying over and yielding to it. The way that you get rid of it is you stand up on the authority of the Word of God. And with those feelings of fear and panic and anxiety all over you, you stand up and say, no, I refuse to be moved by this anxiety. I refuse to be moved by this fear. I won't fear. I won't be anxious. I won't bow my knee to it. I have the peace of God that passes all understanding. This is how you get rid of negative emotions. You don't get rid of them by yielding to them. You don't get rid of them by expressing them all the time. All that is just yielding to it. No, you get rid of things that you resist. Things you don't want in your life, you have to resist. You have to push back against them. And friend, it's so wonderful because when we do, we can live in victory over negative emotions. Praise the Lord. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, it's not a sin to feel bad or have a negative emotion. Number two, having a negative emotion is not the problem. Yielding to it is the problem. And then number three, any emotion that tries to push us in a direction that opposes the Word of God is to be resisted. And when you and I resist it, that's how we get rid of it. You see, in 1 Samuel 30, David started off weeping until he couldn't weep anymore and being greatly distressed. How did he get rid of those emotions? He encouraged himself in the Lord. He pushed back on them. And so again, any emotion that tries to push us in a direction that opposes God or opposes the Word, we push back on it, we resist it, and that's how we will get rid of it, praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that we don't have to be governed by how we feel. And we make a decision today, Lord, that we are not going to yield to negative emotions in our lives. Emotions that try to push us in a direction that oppose you, that oppose your Word. Father, we're going to resist them. We're going to push back on them, and by your grace and with your help, we are going to walk in victory over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. We'll see you then.